Trump to take equity in quantum firms with 2B federal push. The Trump administration plans to direct roughly $2 billion in federal awards to quantum computing firms while taking equity stakes in the recipient companies, according to a Wall Street Journal report relayed by Cointelegraph on May 21, 2026. The structure echoes the equity for funding model the White House used earlier this year with Intel and other strategic semiconductor suppliers, and it pulls quantum out of the standard grant and contract framework that has carried the field since the 2018 National Quantum Initiative. The number itself is modest against the federal research budget. The signal is that quantum has been reclassified, alongside advanced chips, as a sector the government wants a balance sheet position in rather than a hands-off subsidy relationship with. Equity for funding becomes the template federal equity stakes in private companies were a rarity before 2025. The Intel deal, in which the government took a roughly 10% position in exchange for support tied to the CHIPS Act, was framed at the time as a one-off industrial policy intervention. The quantum package extends that template into a second strategic area. For the firms receiving awards, equity dilution is the trade for capital that does not need to be repaid, and a buyer of last resort for compute capacity. For the Treasury, it is a claim on upside if any of the funded labs produces a commercial quantum machine. There is no public list yet of which companies are in line for funding. The WSJ report points to the largest U.S. quantum hardware names without naming them in the public summary that has circulated so far. The clock that crypto cares about Bitcoin's quantum exposure has been the subject of two pieces of work this week. Glassnode estimated that roughly 10% of the Bitcoin supply, more than 2 million BTC, sits in addresses with exposed public keys that a sufficiently large quantum computer could in theory crack. Vitalik Buterin separately outlined three Ethereum upgrades aimed at making privacy and post-quantum cryptography native to the L1. Both pieces assume a timeline. The standard public estimate for a cryptographically relevant quantum computer, one capable of running Shor's algorithm against current elliptic curve signatures at scale, sits somewhere between 2030 and 2040, depending on which research group you read. Direct federal equity participation does not change the physics, but it does change the funding curve. A program structured to share upside with the Treasury will be staffed and resourced differently than a competitive grant program. That is the relevant variable for Bitcoin. The protocol can migrate to post-quantum signatures, but the migration is a soft fork that requires users to actively move coins from legacy address formats to new ones. Coins in lost wallets, in early era pay-to-public key outputs, and in any address that has already revealed its public key on chain cannot be migrated by anyone other than the holder. Industrial policy meets a non-sovereign asset. Federal equity stakes in private companies sit awkwardly with crypto's policy narrative. The same administration that issued an executive order on a strategic Bitcoin reserve and pushed banking regulators to give crypto firms fairer access to master accounts is now taking direct equity positions in the technology stack that, on a long enough timeline, could compromise the asset class it has been promoting. There is no contradiction at the policy level. The U.S. wants quantum supremacy for defense and economic reasons that have nothing to do with Bitcoin. But for holders, the practical implication is that the agency funding the quantum race is also the agency that owns 198,012 BTC in the strategic Bitcoin reserve, as of the most recent Treasury disclosure. A unilateral break quantum capability would, in principle, hand its holder access to the largest single concentration of cryptographically exposed coins on the network. Practical takeaways for holders today? Bitcoin price was roughly flat on the news. BTC traded near $77,248 as of May 21, 2026, down 0.2% in 24 hours and 2.6% on the week per CoinMarketCap. The fear and greed index sat at 39 in fear territory. Markets have heard quantum warnings before and consistently treated them as far future risk. For most spenders, nothing changes today. Crypto card balances, custodial exchange accounts, and most modern Bitcoin wallets using SegWit or Taproot addresses do not expose public keys until coins are spent, and any post-quantum migration would target those address types first. The most exposed coins by Glassnode's count are early P2PK outputs from 2009 to 2011 and any address that has been reused after a spend. Two practical takeaways for current holders. Avoid reusing Bitcoin addresses after spending from them. And track which custodians publish a credible plan for post-quantum signature migration, since the operational lift is on whoever holds the keys, not on the protocol itself.